The long-running saga over the fate of the popular short video app TikTok may be coming to an end.
We have a framework for a TikTok deal. The two leaders, President Trump and party chair Xi, will speak on Friday to complete the deal.
That is Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent speaking to reporters after talks with Chinese officials over the past 2 days in Madrid. China called the talks candid and in-depth. NPR's John Ruwitch has more.
TikTok's popularity and the fact that it's owned by a Chinese company sparked concern that it could be used to influence or spy on Americans. President Trump wanted to block the app during his first term. Last year, President Biden signed a law with strong bipartisan support that would ban TikTok or force its parent, ByteDance, to spin it off to U.S. owners. That was supposed to take effect in January, but Trump has given TikTok three 90-day reprieves so far as they try to broker a deal. Bessent says they're close.
We're not going to talk about the commercial terms of the deal. It's between two private parties, but the commercial terms have been agreed upon.
The devil, of course, is in the details. Beijing, for one, has put up resistance to the sale of TikTok's content recommendation algorithm, its proverbial secret sauce. So the app may end up feeling very different under American ownership. Sarah Krebs is a professor of government at Cornell University.
That, I think, from the standpoint of users, will be interesting and transitional, just adjusting to a new version of TikTok.
It's also unclear, she says, how much America's security questions have figured in the discussions. Those are those questions Congress raised about whether or not all the data that TikTok hoovers up could be used to surveil Americans or undermine America's national security. The talks so far have been conducted at a very high level of government.
That is a way of getting things done, but it doesn't necessarily address these security concerns that went into the legislation. And that's where you need to get the wonks and the nerds involved.
President Trump seems pleased. He said on social media, young American TikTok users will be happy and U.S.-China relations are strong. Chinese state media was more reserved, acknowledging a framework for negotiations, but tying it to other trade issues and saying more consultations were in the works. Friday, when Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping are expected to talk, we'll find out if the framework becomes a deal. John Ruwitch, NPR News.